Second News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning, and that's been issued for severe thunderstorms with heavy rain and possible damaging winds, hail and excessive lightning. That's coming for Gauteng, as well as the western parts of Mpumalanga, Highveld, southwest Limpopo, central and eastern northwest, and the eastern parts of the Free State. Pretoria today up to 28, Joburg 26, Mbombela 21, Emalahleni 25, Polokwane 22, and Rustenburg up to 29 degrees.
In Alberton on the R59 northbound, a collision before the N12 Reading interchange is causing heavy traffic.
Police say the operation will continue today at the abandoned mine shaft in Stilfontein in the northwest to confirm whether there are any illegal mine workers left underground. Volunteers who have assisted police and mine rescue teams this week told police they believe that all the illegal mine workers have been brought to the surface during the past 3 days of operations. And the International Committee of the Red Cross says it's standing ready to help implement the agreed Gaza ceasefire and facilitate the prisoner and hostage exchanges. The organization has also added it's prepared to massively scale up its humanitarian response in Gaza, where the situation demands it. Israel and Hamas have agreed on a temporary ceasefire to come into effect on Sunday. And now, looking at our business news. The rand is holding steady after gaining about 1% against the US dollar yesterday. The greenback lost steam against the basket of currencies after a US inflation report showed that consumer prices in the world's largest economy rose slightly higher than expected in December. Analysts see the latest data as still pointing to higher inflation that could lead to the US Federal Reserve taking cautious decisions on interest rate cuts. And Asian markets extended a global rally this morning. Strong earnings from Wall Street banking titans and a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas added to the optimistic mood on trading floors. Oil price has also extended a surge this week, fueled by fresh US-UK sanctions on Russia's energy sector. A dollar this morning at 18 Rand 80, a euro 19 Rand 34, a pound 22 Rand 98 cents. Gold trading at $2,698.31 per fine ounce, oil at $82.31 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza. I'll be back with more news at 7.
Well, we are partnered with the Pretoria Capitals in the Betway SA20, but they've suffered a massive blow, both them and the Proteas, after fast bowler Andrich Nurkia was ruled out of the remainder of the SA20 and ICC Champions Trophy due to a back injury. He underwent scans on Monday afternoon, which revealed the extent of the injury, and his replacement will be announced in due time. It's a pretty sad story, and a very talented man who's now lost. Staying with the SA20, Loandre Pretorius continued the remarkable start to his SA20 career with an innings of 83 from just 52 balls, leading the Paarl Royals to an impressive 6-wicket victory in their match against the Cape rivals My Cape Town at Boland Park. South Africa's Lategan moved back atop the overall standings after the 10th stage of the Dakar Rally yesterday, which was won by Spain's Nani Roma. The race to be crowned motorbike champion is a lot more clear-cut. Australia's KTM rider Daniel Saunders holding a lead of more than 16 minutes. But yesterday's bike stage honours went to another South African, Michael Doherty, also riding a KTM. Tshwane Giants Mamelodi Sundowns have slapped a massive 75 million rand price tag on their long-serving striker, Peter Shalulile, who's drawn interest from clubs in the Middle East and North Africa. Arsenal came from behind to beat Tottenham 2-1, igniting their league title challenge last night. Alexander Isak fired Newcastle into the top four with a 3-0 win. That victory for the Gunners lifts them 4 points behind Liverpool. Elsewhere, Everton went down 1-0 to Aston Villa at Goodison Park. I'm Paul Enchinger, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.